eyes of the world on the Greek capital this morning with the stench of tear gas still lingering in the air and firefighters trying to put out 46 building fires that were set yesterday during rioting. Greek lawmakers approved yesterday some harsh new austerity measures that were demanded by bailout creditors before they would hand them billions of dollars in funds to avoid bankruptcy. And meanwhile, as I said, many buildings burned. The markets are responding positively, though, to the passage of those austerity measures, especially banking stocks are all up. One financial analyst put it this way: Greeks have voted to take their medicine, and so markets are rallying in relief. Joining us now from Athens, Nikki Kitsantonis, a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Nikki, can you give us an update on what's happening in Greece today?
Yes, all good morning. It's a very muted day today. There's a real sense of shock from the intensity of yesterday's rioting. As you said, the smell of tear gas is still very much in the air. The city workers sweeping up the rubble from the streets after dozens of shops were looted and torched. There's a sense in the political parties as well of really picking up the pieces because they suffered major losses, ejecting dozens of MPs from their parties after they went against, they opposed the new austerity measures. Now it's really about looking forward and seeing whether these new laws can be implemented. And judging from the Greek anger on the streets yesterday, I'm not sure how easy that's going to be.
To implement them, what would these, with these tens of thousands of job cuts, what would the unemployment rate be in Greece?
The unemployment rate is currently, it's shot up to about 20% currently. There are about a million unemployed people in Greece. That's out of a population of 11 million, active working population of about 4 million. So it's shot up over the last few months. These job cuts that are on the cards in this new deal relate to the public sector, so they're civil service positions, and we're going to see them over the next few months and years. 150,000 jobs in the public sector are to go by 2015. So the authorities will have to start laying people off in the civil service very soon. And I'm sure we'll see more unrest in the streets when that begins to happen.
But Nikki, you said whether they could actually implement these cuts. What would prevent the government from implementing the cuts?
Well, there are lots of barriers. Obviously, popular resistance and anger is one. But the Greek system, the public sector itself, and the legislating system, the parliament, the courts, there are various barriers and difficulties just in implementing all these laws. There are vested interests that are still very strong that the government has to go up against, the legal sector, the pharmacists, for example. Lots of guilds and groups that are opposing and fighting the various laws that have to be pushed through. And also the courts are likely to see a lot of appeals against these new laws, and the courts are already hundreds of thousands of pending cases, so this might slow down the passage of the implementation. There are lots of barriers as well. There is still opposition in the political parties themselves. We're expecting elections in April, new elections in April, and with the damage that the political parties have, the political damage that they've sustained from the vote yesterday, it's really unclear what the next government is going to look like here and what kind of strength it's going to have to push through these measures.
That's Nikki Kitsantonis, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, speaking to us from Athens. Nikki, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Also joining us this morning, Katerina, a 21-year-old protester in Athens that doesn't want us to use her last name. Katerina, you were at the protests yesterday. Why aren't you there today?
Hello. Well, I'm not there today because I inhaled a lot of tear gas that the police was throwing at us, so I'm not feeling really well today. I'm just resting for the time being.
Katerina, I want to play you this comment from your culture minister, Pavlos Gerulanos. He says that these austerity measures, as painful as they are and as deep as they cut, are actually going to put Greece back on track to prosperity. Take a listen.
Most of the people see the vote as the measures, and that's why they're reacting to it. But the reality is that it puts Greece on a completely new footing in order to develop its economy again, and that's what we should all be focused on right now.
Your response to that?
My response to that is that Mr. Gerulanos has a salary of 10,000 euros a month, and if I start working tomorrow, I will be working 8 hours a day, five times a week, for 426 euros. So obviously his views are those, you know. But if they have to find that money from somewhere, they can start by cutting their salaries and their spendings.
How does Greece move forward then, Katerina, if it's not through these austerity measures which are required in order to get this multi-billion dollar bailout? How then could Greece avoid bankruptcy if not by getting funds from the European Union?
Well, there is a very simple solution. Germany owes us a lot of money from World War II settlements, and that money is enough for us to pay back our debts. So what we're asking is for our politicians to represent the people and ask for that money back so that we can pay back the Europeans.
So, Katerina, you were speaking with a protester, a 21-year-old protester, Katerina, in Athens. How long would you continue to go out on the streets? How many days, how many weeks, I guess, would you continue to go out there and hail tear gas?
Until they leave and until they let us vote and elect a new government, because the government that is in the parliament right now has not been elected by the people. As you know, they put a new prime minister. They chose who the next prime minister is going to be. And, I mean, the people have to speak because they're supposed to be representing us. And the parliament is not representative of the people right now, so it's not democratic.
Would you want to leave the European Union, bring back the drachma?
No, of course, but there is another way. We can get through the debt crisis in the Eurozone and not have our people dying on the streets either, because, I mean, people are actually dying from cold. There's homeless people that have lost their jobs and lost their homes because they couldn't pay back the loans, and they're on the streets right now dying. There's no social care in Greece, and people have no money for food. They're rummaging through trash cans in the street.
It's a grim picture of what's happening in Athens. Katerina, a 21-year-old protester there, was at the protests yesterday, not today. She's sick from tear gas. Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.